my phone on Do Not Disturb, but it started ringing. And so, I have no idea if the orthodontist calling cut off the redundancy or not. Okay, so that was kind of my warm-up, so the drones have gotten a little bit out of tune. But these are indeed the Auckland A440 drone reads, and you'll notice the tuning positions and all the drones are pretty normal, right? You're not all the way out of the pin, just trying to get to A440. And there's the base, and then there's the top, right? Sometimes you have to show a lot of hemp on that top one to get down to A440 with other reeds, but it's pretty normal, so. And they have a lot of adjustability. Anyways.
Thank you.
I like to call the Miss All the Burls from C set. Yeah. So, anyways. Just to give you an idea of what these things look like. Bloop! There's a tenor drone. So. The problem with using automobile pinstriping tape is it comes with this backing, and you have to get the backing off. And sometimes that's a pain. Low A could probably use some tape too, but I just tuned to low A, so. Oh well.
Thank you.
it really helps to know where the high A hole is, so that when you cover it, it doesn't go squee. My bad. Phone still on. Yay! The battery's about to die, so if you lose sound, I'm sorry. I've always strayed away from stress bass because of focal dystonia issues, but I've had a set I've been playing a lot here recently, so I'll end with that and hope the battery lasts. And thanks for listening to the demo of the Auckland A440 drone reads. I showed the tenors earlier. There's a bass as well. It's a little longer. You'll notice how far I've got the tuning pin in, and how low I'm still here, right? So I could even pull that tuning plug out further and tune further down on the pin if I wanted to, but it's really not necessary. So, anyways, you can see how short the pin is, right? I've got some room to move if I want. Whoa. So, I had it right about there. So, anyways. All right. Toodaloo! Finish already. I pressed the button. Okay.